Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The global overlords are beating the drum mucho grande big time to invade Iran. The communist Chinese government suppressing their population in mass riots, and the police are shooting and beating people to death. We'll get into that. Sybil Edmonds, NSA whistleblower, is coming up later in this hour. Wide open phones right now. Let's go back to your calls. John in New Jersey. Go ahead, John.
WWF changed to WWE. There was a court case between the World Wrestling Federation and the World Wildlife Fund.
Okay, so you're mad that I'm talking bad about wrestling, or what's this call about?
You said that you liken the global elite, how they set up like a wrestling match, and you mentioned WWF, but they changed their name to the World Wrestling and Worldwide Wrestling Entertainment or something.
Okay, I really don't follow it. The whole point is that politics at the national level is staged like so-called pro wrestling. Yes.
And also, what happened with John Joe Gray? He said you sold out on him. I read an article on the internet.
Yeah, it's just totally untrue, all of it, total fantasy. I mean, I heard you were selling green cheese from the moon. That has as much validity. Thank you. Thank you for the call, John. That was really nice. And I noticed that you also are really up on pro wrestling, so that's a good thing. And again, I can get those calls every few weeks, you know. Answer for the fact that you're the head of Scientology. Because there's a 56-year-old man named Alex Jones who is a PR person for him. And no, if you want to believe I'm a 56-year-old man and the head of Scientology, go ahead. Okay, I am. Good. And I run around wearing a pirate's outfit, robbing caravans in Saudi Arabia. And I'm from Pluto. And people say, well, you need to answer this. I mean, consider the sources. The sources of the people saying stuff about me, either they're COINTELPRO who just constantly lie about everyone, or they're nuts. And so it's like, you need to answer this. I have answered that stuff. Just total, total fantasy, total theater. But it doesn't matter. I mean, I can just hear it in your voice. John, I'm not trying to be mean, but you just sound like a simpering buffoon. I mean, I don't mean to be mean. It was just WWE. I was like, okay, well, what else? What about this? I think you've called before. Michael in Denver, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you for tuning in.
I love your show, and God bless you richly. I truly mean that.
Thank you, sir.
I just in regards to the gentleman who called yesterday. I am from New York originally and spent a lot of time in New York City. And I usually listen to you for all of my stuff, but I went on to the Power Hour, which led me to the 9/11 eyewitness.com. And I got that video. And if he doesn't think there were bombs in that building, I don't know how big his crack pipe is, but, that's pathetic, because just on the site itself, 911eyewitness.com, and I hate plugging anything that's not yours.
Oh, I don't ever mind people plug things.
Well,
what I don't like is that the same caller will call every week and do the same thing, just a plug for their website.
No, this is I want people to learn the truth, and I got this video, and this gentleman set up his camera on a tripod. And you can actually hear and see the dust and the bombs going off, and he puts a size, I mean, it's just an incredible video. It's incredible.
Well, I appreciate that information, but I would just add to all of this that the caller yesterday who doesn't think 9/11 was an inside job at any level, he was just trying to push my buttons, and I let him push my buttons. I mean, I guarantee you that guy didn't work where he said he worked, and that guy wasn't being, he was being disingenuous, and he was claiming that I'd said things I hadn't said, and it just didn't matter to him. And so at the end of the day, you know, that's really what happened there. Thanks for the call. We'll talk to Michael and Mark and Brett and many others when we get back. I mean, the official story is a complete fraud.
The
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversies surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol, which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got Sybil Edmonds, NSA whistleblower, joining us. She's been barred from telling us what she discovered, but she's able to, quote, talk about other cases. She'll go, well, you know about the classic cases of the CIA being caught shipping in drugs out of Southeast Asia? Well, that's what I'm not allowed to talk about. Well, you know the cases of organized crime being involved in the government? Well, that's what I'm not allowed to talk about. You know the cases of the government kidnapping children? Well, that's what I'm not allowed to talk about. And she admittedly worked at the NSA, and they had her covering up all these NSA intercepts. See, the government gets snooped on by itself, one hand not knowing what the other's doing, because most of the government isn't evil. I mean, it's just average people. It's those key compartments, though, that are in control. And so she was told to go cover up pre-9/11 intercepts of specific attacks that were coming. Of course, she was picking up their own op, and she refused to go along with it. And along with many others. So this is key information, and it's a cornucopia of info. So we'll see if we can cover even the tip of the iceberg with her. But that's in 30 minutes. I need to get into the Iran-Iraq situation. I desperately need to get into just all this huge stack of stuff. But let's rampage through your calls now. People have been holding long enough. Mark in Atlanta, Georgia. You're on the air, Mark. Welcome.
Yes. I've been looking forward to talking with you for a while. You were mentioned, I was at a John Birch meeting last night, and they mentioned that, I was wondering about getting, we need to get more of a network. We need to get people together on this in terms of setting up links and getting people informed about what's going on. I mean, you understand that there's been a change in the management, the top level management of the John Birch Society recently.
How did that happen? Because I know they'd gotten very staid and very molasses-like, and so many of their members wanted to get active and grow and do things, and it seemed that was always stifled. And so I'm encouraged to hear about the change. What is the major change? I'm ignorant on the particulars.
Well, I'd like to give you the particulars. On the 31st, there will be a conference here in Atlanta that I'm planning on attending. I paid real money for it. The only thing I have is some Silver Eagles, and I gave some Silver Eagles to my chapter leaders. I said, please take care of this because the bank has really screwed me over recently. So anyway, the thing is that when I get more information, I'll be happy to concur with you. And my calling is the religious aspect of the New World Order. My personal calling is in Acts 18:26. It is written, they explain the way of God to him more adequately. And if you look at this in context, it refers to Apollos, a learned man with a thorough knowledge of Scripture. My personal concern is that the vast majority of people that profess to be Christians have been told basically a half truth, so that they don't know what it really means to be called to take up the cross. And I hope to send you a copy of my gospel presentation CD, where it's really tough love. It gets into the things that usually get left out for fear of, if you're going to scare somebody away with the truth, then they wouldn't have been saved anyway. That's basically my point of view. And
modern churches say everything's going to be fine. It's going to be a gravy train. Submit to the government. Never stand up against anybody. And the entire Bible is the complete opposite of that.
And then there's these others that take the cost of discipleship and put a big minus sign on it with, like, the Word Faith movement saying you're going to have, they're going to be crying peace and safety. That's my real concern.
The New World Order has really taken over the churches in America, and you're absolutely right about that. Listen, send me some info, Mark. I appreciate your call. But I've got to hurry through these calls here so everybody gets a chance to get involved. But yesterday I talked about half-truths. The fake Judas goat conservatives, you don't think the globalists were going to take over without having frauds. They've got to have people out there that they know a lot of you aren't going to buy into open borders, world government, total taxation, total regulation from a Democrat. But if a Republican gets put in, they can do even more than the Democrats do historically on average in the aggregate, and conservatives will then defend big government policies. Now, of course, it's not conservative at all, but people just don't care. They get caught up in labels, kind of a rah-rah, like it's sports or football or something. But I talked about half-truths just yesterday. I discussed how these fake conservative talk show hosts will go, we got to do something about immigration. The Mexican gangs are killing people. More cops have been killed. There's, the border shut down to tourism. It's so dangerous. But the border's still wide open to the smugglers of humans and drugs. We've got to get behind President Bush's plan. The dumb Democrats, they're blocking it. But those talk show hosts know the Democrats wrote the amnesty plan that's now being repackaged, and Bush says it's not amnesty. Well, it is amnesty, the biggest amnesty ever. Amnesty for 6.5 million plus people that they're saying will be eligible, and then for years and years, anybody who wants to come here will be legal. Now, instantly when you hit touch the ground when your plane lands, forget anchor babies, where people come here and have babies so they can then get, on five different types of welfare and have more kids and become, legal themselves. This is where they can bring in skilled workers, unskilled workers, at unlimited levels. You think the limited levels have been bad? Try unlimited. But people will debate with me who don't have the facts. They just heard, the Sean Hannitys of the world tell them. I've heard Sean Hannity actually say, we've got to do something about illegal immigration. We've got to stop the Democrats from blocking President Bush's plan. It's a Democratic plan. Hannity knows that. It's the same thing with vouchers. They come in and say, don't you deserve a choice in public schools, you know, especially in failed schools? Shouldn't these poor black kids be able, or poor white kids, or poor Hispanic kids, be able to go to a better public school with a school voucher or a private school? And yes, I'm for that. I think public schools are inherently state-controlled and bad, historically. I'm not knocking individual teachers and people that have held the system together despite that. But I'm against the federal government using our money to then take over all the private schools, which is what vouchers are actually doing. Same thing with faith-based initiative. The government can't be involved in that. There's so many things. You know, you hear this big push by fake conservative talk show hosts who've been well-paid in PR money and are out promoting their big books. You see it everywhere. The fair tax movement sounds good. The problem is they're going to give us a 23% sales tax, and they're going to keep the income tax, and that's been the official plan for a decade. They're going to cut the income tax, rename it, change that basic tax system. So you'll have a flat tax of 10%, and then they'll jack that up, and a starting sales tax of 23%. That will then bring federal control into every single terminal, every single cash register, every single shopping cart. And it's a globalist plan, and I've seen their think tanks pushing it since I learned of it a decade ago. And now it's starting to come to fruition, and Bush is mentioning it and saying it'd be a good idea. Oh, if Bush is saying it, do you think it's a good idea? Come on, boys and girls. But again, it's half-truths. Half-truths sound good, they taste good, they feel good, but they're poison. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in California. Chris, thanks for holding.
Hi, Al.
Hi.
Hi, I'm in Sacramento, about two blocks actually from the Capitol, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger. But I wanted to talk about, you had that guy from the CIA on last week or so, and I wanted to, I saw this a show on 60 Minutes, and they were doing a story about how someone could infiltrate, you know, chemical plants. And what they said at the end, they had a CFR guy come on there, and he said, what we need is someone who can head up, you know, all the intelligence agencies. And then this John Negroponte guy all of a sudden is like the director of all 15 agencies.
Who ran the death squads in Latin America and set up the death squads in Iraq. And his name, of course, means death. And we are just in a lot of trouble having people like him running things.
Yeah, and I wanted to, you know, the next time you have a CIA person on there or something, you know, one of these intelligence people, say, you know, what do you think this, why is this guy in charge?
Armitage, all of them are really scary, scary, scary people.
Yeah, and then, you know, and also I saw in one of your articles on the, about the CFR, where it said, hold on a second. Where?
Well, while you're finding it, let me just say this. You know, we always talk about how the CFR, quote, runs things, and the media makes jokes out of it. 5 years ago, you never saw people say they were CFR on television. They just were CFR, and we all carried little maps with us with all their names, and we could open the chart up and go, yep, he's CFR. I mean, if you heard somebody on the nightly news go, world government's what we need, or gun control's what we need, or getting rid of our borders is what we need, or more cameras is what we need, every time it's CFR. And even their public book that they put out every 2 months called Foreign Affairs is, world government's good, getting rid of our borders is good. I mean, there's no conspiracy theory about it. These guys are letting it all hang out, but to go ahead.
Yeah, on the there was something about on the Charlie Rose show, and that it's a total forum for CFR people. He always has people on there. And Jim Lehrer reports, he always has CFR people on there. And on the Charlie Rose show, it said something in your article about where the new head of the CFR was like, well, now we can put people in. You know, the New World Order is now. We can put our people in there. And it's like all these people, Condoleezza Rice, Dick Cheney, they're all members.
I know, 2,600 people, and they're just the foot soldiers. And you got Trilateral, which is just a couple hundred. They're all the chief economists of the world and heads of banks, major banks. And then you've got the Bilderberg Group, 100 people. And the politicians actually come in and kneel before them. We'll be right back.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
NSA whistleblower coming up. Let's hurry through the calls. David in Montana, you're on the air. Welcome.
Welcome to Montana. It's great to hear you up here, Alex. It's about time we got you up here. I want to say that terrorism is being used as a cattle prod to corral nations. If you look what happened to Poland after World War II, the way Russia took over Poland, they said there was terrorists there, they had to take it over. Ivan the Terrible regained his power through the Black Riders, same thing. And Iran will be invaded because it's the only piece of the puzzle left to be placed in the reopening of the old Silk Trail. You can't run a global government without that old Silk Trail being opened up again.
Well, you know what you're talking about. That's what Brzezinski, the National Security Advisor, said, is that they've got to get Iraq, Afghanistan, and then Iran. If you look, those three countries border each other, and there's also trillions and trillions of dollars of oil in each country, and then control of those pipelines. And folks, a lot of Americans think of it as, oh good, we'll be getting the oil. No, you won't, folks. The same people stealing their oil are stealing our freedoms. Go ahead.
Only three empires was able to keep that open. Alexander the Great, the Romans, and then really those were the only two that really kept it open. The rest of the time, the Arabs were charging tolls. That's why Columbus had to go the other way. They were tired of fighting them people. And I'm just saying, as a people, the way we could avoid it is just don't participate. You know, we have to get businesses just to buy at home, build at home, and just don't participate, because the only way it could exist is participation.
No, I hear you. What station are you listening to us there in Big Sky Country?
KGEZ 600. We just picked you up yesterday, and it's so good to hear you, man. It's really good.
Well, tell that new affiliate that we're very thankful, and I'm also been cutting some promos for them. They should be getting soon. A lot of new stations coming on board. But listen, it might have been radical to put us on 5-10 years ago, but frankly, now everything we talk about is mainstream. It's just that we still put it all together for people in one place. And so it is exciting to have all these new stations turning us on, and I really appreciate your call, David. Anything else?
Power to the people, and just don't participate. And if you do participate, add the American twist to it, because we're up to our necks in this globalism. We really can't do nothing about it. We got to hit it head on.
I agree. It's time to stop playing games and to stop mincing words. I appreciate those the things you said, because David knows what he's talking about. But unfortunately, for so many Americans who, again, aren't stupid, they're just distracted. They're experts on fashion or sports or on their sports cars. They're experts on basically culinary things, eating, but they're not experts on their form of government or on history. And frankly, folks, history is amazingly entertaining. It's exhilarating, it's scary, it's exciting, and then once you know history, you're not doomed to repeat it. And so I wish the average American was informed like David. And think about Iran. What has Iran done to us? I mean, I don't want to live over there. I don't particularly like their government. But it's nothing compared to North Korea, nothing compared to China. They're not mowing down whole villages in Iran right now like they are in China. They're a lot more free in Iran than they are in China. Why? Why? Because they won't play ball. And our own government admittedly carried out terror attacks there to cause what we now see today. Did you know that? Our government carried out attacks and blamed it on innocent people, on Mossadegh, and now we have the mess we have today. Let's go ahead and talk to Hartwell in Louisiana. Hartwell, go ahead.
Yes, I have two questions on the Twin Towers. The first one is, what method was used to detonate the charges in the buildings? Was it a radio frequency, or were they wired?
Well, sir, you know, this is the problem with a question like that. I think it's a good question. We know the official story isn't true. We know they told us that there was no prior knowledge. Now it's a fact that there was prior knowledge, and they've lied about it. We know bin Laden was CIA. We know the supposed hijackers were government agents trained at U.S. bases all over the country and being protected. We know public officials were told not to fly. We know from the seismographs, the eyewitnesses, the firefighters, the engineers, and the video of the bomb blast that there were controlled demolitions inside the building. Were they on timers? Were they remote controlled? I don't know. I mean, you know, I mean, look, here's the analogy. It's like if the police catch a killer, and he's got a dead woman in his car with 20 knife wounds in her. And they even find a video of him kidnapping her, but not a video of him killing her. And he'll never talk. He'll never tell, you know, where did you stab her first? Well, you know, why'd you decide to stab her? We know the piece of trash stabbed her. We know he did it. We've caught him on 100 points, so there might be 4 or 5 points we can't figure out. C'est la vie. Got a guest coming up, but if you want to stay there, I'll answer your question more after she's gone.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try Tri-Vibes from Tri-Vortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at Trivortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my Tri-Vibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever. Not only physically, but also mentally. Trivortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. Trivortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try Trivortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on Trivortex.com. That's Trivortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Another ragtag band declaring independence.
Sybil Edmonds is our guest. And she was working with the FBI with all these NSA and CIA intercepts and wiretaps. And she was going back post 9/11 to pre 9/11 intercepts. And the story first broke when they were asking her to basically whitewash things. And then now to even try to tackle all the things that she's talked about, all the things that she has pointed people at, it just fits in with all the other intel I've had. You know, we've had FBI agents on, we've had David Shippers on representing Robert Wright, FBI, who was told he'd be arrested. He got up on C-SPAN and said, I'll be arrested if I tell you what I know. And then Larry Klayman steps up and says, all I can tell you is the Bush's vacation with the Bin Ladens. And then, of course, Sybil Edmonds will do is she'll say, well, I can't really talk about the things I know because they threatened her with arrest, but now they've had to kind of back off because it's all public now. But it's kind of like Vietnam where the government was bringing in drugs, or it's kind of like organized crime involved. You know, in this case, so we're going to be talking to her for 45 minutes, the balance of this hour and about 20 minutes into the next hour. But I want to start out with about a minute and a half clip of her with Daniel Ellsberg of the Pentagon Papers. The Village Voice shot some video of her just having lunch on the street there. And we'll go ahead and roll this little clip and then go right to Sybil Edmonds. Stay with us.
And I came to this point that I realized many people out there, either within the Congress or with the Commission, the attitude is they don't want to know the truth. It's like, see no evil, hear no evil. As long as we don't hear it or see it, we're safe. So I wanted to find out who wants to hear the truth. Because we're not talking about issues that have to do with somebody was incompetent and they missed a single call. We are looking at much deeper issues that in certain cases things were prevented from being pursued. For example, I can talk about the parts that I know about, and that is the list of witnesses, special agents, okay, be it with the FBI or ATF and other translators who have come to us, to me, to family members, and their names and their contact information had been given to 9/11 Commission, and we can establish that these people were never contacted. And more people come forward, which we have been having people coming forward, not in the public, but to me, and they say, okay, I have information. Where do you take these people? You can't take them to 9/11 Commission. You can't take them to the Congress. They don't do anything. And you can't take them to the Inspector General's office. They're not independent. And my report has been blocked for years. Where am I going to take these people? This is an issue that these people are really afraid of. They are being scared. I mean, look, if Ashraf is willing to go publicly, gagging the Congress, publicly. Imagine what he's doing that we are not hearing about. If publicly he's gagging the Congress, what is he doing behind closed doors to them?
You know, the warning they gave you from Congress. If Cybele keeps bothering us and expressing us like this, we'll regard her as a pest. So you lose friends.
This was exactly what. Let me tell you something. If she continues pressing us like this and place pressure, she ain't going to make any friends here.
Yeah.
She's not making anything but enemies. We don't like to be pressured. They know that for every piece that they will try to attempt to do with lies and sneering, I will put out one thing in there that will haunt them for the rest of their lives. So have them be my guests.
All right, folks. So there's that particular clip, and of course we're joined by Cybele Edmonds. Cybele, it's great to have you on with us.
Good afternoon, Alex. Thank you for inviting me.
You bet. You know, some people don't know who you are, but most of our listeners out there probably know that you're one of the better known, or probably the best known, whistleblower. But we never got to learn that much specifically from you because they threatened to clap you in irons if you didn't shut up. Then you went and tried to jump through hoops and tried to testify to the 9/11 Whitewash Commission and to the congressional folks as well. Nothing really ever came out of that. They never released any of that to speak of. I want you to go over that, but really I want to boil it down because you've talked about the organized crime you discovered that you're not allowed to discuss, but now we see people going to jail for $800 million they stole, congressmen. I talked to you last week on the phone. It's now been in the Village Voice. It goes right up to Dennis Hastert. I mean, we're talking about just an incredible thing here, and I'd like you today, I know everybody says this, but I think this is a good place for you to do it, to go further than you ever had before, because I think, frankly, if we don't get it all out there on the table, we may end up in an actual dictatorship. More and more people I really respect, from Ron Paul to Paul Craig Roberts, to Ray McGovern, are saying we may actually be in a dictatorship soon. So, Cybele, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.
Run through it for people, just the basics, who you are, as much as you can tell us about your particular case, and then if you can't specifically talk about things you discovered while going through these intercepts, give us examples that are already declassified, things that are comparable.
Okay, that's a loaded question. You have put about 15 questions in one.
I'm well known for that, yes.
I'll start by telling a little bit about myself. Currently, I'm the founder and the president of National Security Whistleblowers Coalition. We are a nonprofit organization, and our members are national security whistleblowers from the intelligence and law enforcement agencies. And these agencies include FBI, NSA, CIA, DIA, Department of Homeland Security, and also DEA. Currently, we have over 70 national security whistleblowers members, and the average years of experience for our members is about 20 years, actually 21 to be exact. So we are looking at veteran agents and analysts from these agencies who have come forward trying to point out to wrongdoings, government waste, fraud, abuse, or in some cases, criminal activities. And for doing the right thing, for doing this, they have been retaliated against, like myself. Many of them have been gagged or they have been fired. So this is what our organization does. We are trying, and I'm emphasizing the word trying because we haven't really succeeded yet in getting the Congress to actually pay attention to the issue of national security whistleblowers, provide them with protection. Because without these people, Congress has no way of knowing.
Without these people, we're going to end up with a dictatorship. Specifically,
correct.
Exactly. Specifically, things are out of control. I mean, when an FBI agent gets up on C-SPAN and starts crying and says, I've been threatened with arrest if I tell you what I know, and then his lawyer steps up and says, all he can say is, the Bushes, vacation, with the Bin Ladens. I mean, that's an exact quote. We've got it somewhere in the computer. Samel, I mean, let's go back to your awakening. I mean, you were hired post 9/11 to go in, check all these interception things. I mean, when did you start to question, or what were you seeing?
Actually, I started questioning and pointing out to serious cases. Some of them involved intentional blocking of intelligence translations. Some of them involved intentionally withholding certain investigations that were under counterintelligence from being transferred to counterterrorism because they should have been transferred. They had information that related to the terrorist activities and other criminal activities. Some of the issues involved of certain security breach acts occurring within the FBI. So I started reporting these cases together with documents and other witnesses in the department within 2 months after I started working for the Bureau, around November, December 2001. And I want to emphasize internally because a lot of people, they think whistleblowers are those who just see some wrongdoing, they jump on the street, and they start going.
No, you were getting in trouble for even going to your superiors.
Correct. I started with my superiors, then I went to their superiors, and in fact, I went all the way up the chain, all the way to Director Mueller himself in the within the FBI headquarters. And initially, they were asking me not to pursue this. And in return, they offered to give me a raise for my hourly rate. They
payoff.
They also sent me a commendation letter recommending for a special agent position, which I have with the FBI. And when I did not cease continuing reporting this these issues, in about February 2002, they being the FBI, accused me of reporting these issues to the Congress via email. And at that time, Alex, I was not. I was trying to address these issues internally. So they sent several agents to my house, to my private house, to my private residence. And they confiscated my home computer, which happened to be my husband's computer, too, because we share the same computer. And they confiscated the computer. They took it apart to look for these so-called emails from me reporting to the Congress. And, of course, I was not doing that. So they didn't find anything.
We know now, though, they may have thought it was you when it was somebody else. We now know there were Army colonels that were talking to Congress. We now know there were a bunch of other people who were mad just like you were because they really wanted to stop terrorists. You see, Bush gets up there and says, I got to spy on all of you and send the Army out to spy on peace groups and land rights groups. Folks, I've had the Army spy on me publicly. I mean, this is 8 years ago, so this is widespread. This is institutionalized. It has nothing to do with that. Really, the NSA was catching the chatter of impending terror attack, and Bush signed W199I, and he said to the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, you don't touch this or you're going to jail. Sorry, go ahead.
Right. So they didn't find anything, and 2 weeks later, they forced me to take a polygraph exam. And during the polygraph exam, they kept asking, have you taken these issues to the United States Congress? Have you discussed this outside the agency? Well, I passed the polygraph without a glitch. But that was the last straw for me. I decided, well, hell.
Meanwhile, there's headlines nationwide of government had prior knowledge. NSA knew, but Bush and Condi were out jumping around saying, we never heard anything. Sorry.
Correct. So that was a turning point for me. I decided, okay, this is the time to go to the Congress, to the appropriate committee, which is the Judiciary Committee, with the Senate, because the Senate Judiciary Committee has the oversight of the FBI, Department of Justice.
They've got total security clearances. They're already accusing you of something you haven't done, so you're going to try to up the ante.
So I went to these people within the committee, the Senate Judiciary Committee. I briefed their staff who had clearance. I went inside secured facility and gave them documents. And about 2 weeks after that, I was terminated without any reason being cited. In fact, the letter I received from the Department of Justice said, your contract is being terminated as of this date purely for the convenience of the government, and whatever that means. So I was terminated on March 22nd.
Now, Sibel Edmonds, I mean, this is a long story then of what happened, and certainly you've been winning this fight, but I specifically want to get into some articles I've read and some things I've heard you talk about on air. Let's get right into the nitty-gritty of this, you know, because now your things you've quietly talked about are now in the news. Congressman stealing $800 million, fake defense contracting companies, Dennis Hastert connected into all of this. Because I remember you 2 years ago talking about, well, I can't tell you specifically what I saw, but it's like this case with government drug dealers. It's like this case with, it's like DynCorp coming out in Chicago Tribune kidnapping masses of children, white slavery. I mean, get into specifically some of the things that elements of this government are now doing and don't want us to know about.
Well, bits and pieces of information, as you just pointed out, have been coming out. And this is from reporters, investigative reporters. Well, let's start with the recent Vanity Fair article. When I say recent, it came out in August 2005. And the Vanity Fair article, this was an article on my case and on me. And this article, based on the sources inside the Congress and inside the FBI, confirmed that Dennis Hastert was receiving hundreds of thousands of dollars of cash, illegal cash, delivered to him for bribery purposes from certain foreign lobbying organizations, and they named at least two of those organizations. And again, their sources were congressional sources and sources within the FBI.
Now, of course, we have the Duke out in California, $800 million in scams. I mean, he's already pled guilty to that.
Right. And the fact that they named some of these organizations. And, Alex, people have been telling me, well, why don't you put some information out there? But they should ask themselves, what are they doing with the information that is already out there? That article came out, and so far we have not had a single denial issued by the Department of Justice.
Well, see, that's the thing about this now. People say, Bush is now declaring he has the right to violate any law he wants and to spy on the American people, and the media focuses on little bitty teeny things like foreign calls into the U.S. when publicly it's going on domestically against political enemies, declassified. I mean, why aren't they going, is Bush allowed to spy on his political enemies? That's admitted. He should be impeached and indicted right now for that. But you're right, Sibel. That's totally ignored.
Correct. And not only with the media, I think people should take the responsibility for this too. The death of outrage by people. So this Dennis Hastert story came out, 10-page article with all these sources from the Congress. What happened? Nothing. Other articles have
Well, Sibel, you've also, I mean, just to digress, you've talked about in the past about how it's this shadowy mix of organized crime and government and contractors. I mean, I've heard you speak of that. Can you specifically, you know, get without getting into classified stuff you saw, kind of give us some other real-world examples? Because, go ahead.
Correct. As I said, bits and pieces of information have come out in the press. The same media that you're saying is not putting this information out, it has come out. And one of the organization, again, as I was talking about...
Well, Sibel, by that, I mean, to clarify, it'll come out in one newspaper, but it won't get national traction where tonight on CNN, you know, George Bush has the Pentagon watching local mothers groups. I mean, you know...
Well, Alex, I disagree. I think it would if there was enough public pressure. Obviously, we don't have enough people putting the pressure on the media. After all, the media responds to this whole law of supply and demand, okay? And if there are, you know, there are public, you know, there's public outrage out there, if there are, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions.
Well, Sibel, there was, I mean, I'm not trying to argue with you. I mean, I agree that we have power, but, I mean, take the Pentagon Papers. We've tried to get traction. The grassroots has had giant demonstrations, and I haven't seen one-tenth the coverage that should have gotten. The Downing Street memo.
Right. But again, I'm saying is that we don't have enough people. If you look at the recent polling and if it says there 49% of people find nothing wrong with this illegal eavesdropping, that also answers that, you know, that question. So you have those who don't respond, then you have 49% who don't care, and they're saying this is just fine.
Well, I don't believe that poll. I don't believe that poll. I've seen some other polls that contradict that.
Well, again, that depends on who is doing the pollsters, who is in charge of the pollsters. That's correct.
Well, I'll tell you, we got a break. When we come back, what are some of the other things you want to get into? Because this is very informative. This is extremely informative. What are some of the other things you want to talk about when we get back?
Sure.
I mean, I'm just curious from you. What are some of the other issues?
Well, I'm here to answer your questions. I'm here to talk about several issues, from national security whistleblowers to the facts that are being covered up, and we'll cover them as you ask them.
Great. I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is, when we get back, we'll talk about what you think is most important. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Sybil Edmonds.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Many political pundits and experts have noted that Sybil Edmonds' case is the most gagged case in U.S. history. It's gone up before the neocon Supreme Court that likes to appoint presidents. I'm not for the Democrats, folks. I'm just pointing out that we really do have an appointed president. And it's just really, really scary what's happening. So we'll go back to Sabella in just a minute. She's going to be with us into the next hour, and there's a lot of other facets we're going to cover. And perhaps we'll even have time to open the phones up for a call or two if it's specifically for our guest. But before we go back to Sabella Evans and give you her website and other information, if you want to know what really happened on 9/11, what the globalists are planning, if you want to understand state-sponsored terror and the type of criminals that are running our globe, you need to have my new film, Martial Law, or another documentary I've just released, The Order of Death. Big discounts on them right now at InfoWars.com. We've got a bunch of new specials there. Just please go check them out and take advantage of it. And remember, you're authorized to make copies of my films for nonprofit educational purposes. There's also PrisonPlanet.tv, all my films, my best audio interviews from the radio show, my weekly TV report, my book, Paul Watson's book. It's all on PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. And when you get a yearly subscription, you get 3 months free, so PrisonPlanet.tv. Sabella, tell us about your own personal website.
Sure. It is www.justacitizen.com. www.justacitizen.com.
That is a great domain. Now, we would think that you would have free speech, but why are you the most gagged individual in modern U.S. history? What are they so afraid of? Give me, I know you can't specifically talk about the gag, but what are some other things they've been afraid of in the past that have gone public?
Right. As you know, the past Attorney General, John Ashcroft, who happens to be a lobbyist today, he just started his lobbying firm in Washington, D.C. about 6 months ago. Actually, he's the only attorney general in the United States history doing that, so that's just a sideline. Invoked this rarely invoked state secret privilege, gagging my case, and later he went and gagged the Congress, officially gagged the United States Congress. And two reasons he cited. Reason number one, to protect certain diplomatic relations of the United States.
By the way, I don't want to glaze over that. That is unprecedented to have the executive gag the legislative when the legislative, clearly even under a federalist view, supersedes the executive in its powers. Go ahead.
Exactly, Alex. And in fact, other organizations, even government agencies, came out and said that gag order on Congress was illegal. But our senators, our Republican senators,
they're more than happy to follow it to set the precedent.
They followed an illegal gag order, and this is Senator Grassley, Senator Leahy, Democrat and Republican. So this is what happened. And he cited two reasons, U.S. sensitive diplomatic relations and certain sensitive U.S. foreign business relations, without indicating what those sensitive U.S. foreign business relationships were. And that goes to the heart of why I have been gagged and why this case has been gagged. And I'm going to quickly make an analogy here. Let's say you have this so-called war on drug, okay, Alex? And you have this unwritten policy that says that you only go after the low-level, street-level drug dealers, and you will not touch the middleman and those people on the top. Well, they have been following the similar unwritten rules with the investigations of this terror case, with the September 11 terror attack. And that is, intentionally, and I want to underline, intentionally, they are not going after the middleman and the people on top. So to this day, the American public, they have not heard the real culprit behind 9/11, the money laundering and certain narcotic and illegal weapon procurement involved with some of these actors who happen to be the middleman and the top people on the
chain. Stay there, Sabella. FBI, NSA, whistleblower. We'll be right back with the third hour. Stay with us.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.